All right, Alex Martin, who's got a flight tonight out of Sacramento. Hey, nice job. Although Faulkner and your brother were pushing hard on that second moto, and you look like at some point you're like, okay, like I'm going to crash or I got to let these guys by.
I'm like, yeah, guys, it's the first moto, their second moto of the year. Take it easy. Calm down.
Back it down.
Calm down. Yeah, but no, I mean, overall, like, I mean, really, I'm pretty happy to come out of here second overall.
Were you doing the math in your head about those two guys behind you?
I knew that Jeremy obviously DNF first moto and Faulkner was 9th or 10th, so I was like kind of, if it would have been AP, maybe it would have been a different story,
sure,
you know. But I knew they weren't really a factor, so I wasn't gonna kill myself trying to stay ahead of them.
Right.
And I mean, I was definitely feeling a little bit of fatigue. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it was over 90 degrees today, so typically this is a pretty physically demanding track, bumps and heat today. So it was cool to kind of see where everyone's at and. You know, no better way than that type of track.
Zacho, good today. I guess you just got to tip your visor to him, right? I mean, he was on fire.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I figured, you know, with him, the confidence from the Supercross and that epic ride in Vegas, like, I'm sure that was going to come in, and he was coming in swinging. So,
you mashed him, like, 3 laps in a row there, kind of maintained it, you know, in that moto. And I was like, okay, like, is he going to make a run at it? And then Kenny kind of started pulling away a little bit.
Yeah, and I was stoked with the first moto because I was outside the top 10 there right away and climbed through and Pat made some good passes to get to fourth. And that group of top three was never really checked out too much. And then in the second moto, I was fortunate to get into second right away. And I saw him there and I'm like, all right, Zach, I'm going to try and catch you. You know, and it was that I put in a pretty good charge and that kind of toasted me a little bit. So then I was like, all right, chill out. Still got like 30 minutes. And, you know, I thought I didn't even see Faulkner anywhere at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know where he came from, so
he was outside. He was, I want to say, 5 and 6 early to start, and then Joey dropped back, and Adam dropped back, and Mitchell Harrison dropped back. But those guys were pushing each other, including your jerk off brother.
Yeah, for a while we had just me and Zach out front, and then there was a gap. So I mean, that was nice, but I mean, really, in reality, I was really searching for lines out there, and I had some lines that were really good, and then other lines you just get tunnel vision, and they just weren't working. But I kept trying to make them work.
Yeah.
And when Faulkner got around me, I was like, that's a good idea, you know. So it's just one of those things, like I said, the track was really soft and ruddy, and there's a lot of options, and sometimes you don't always get it right.
It's starting soon, don't worry. The injury in Supercross was a pretty substantial injury, so how much time did you take off, and how much time do you have on the bike outdoors coming in? I know at some point your grumpy manager, team manager, said you could have maybe raced Vegas, you know, near the, but it was like, forget it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I wasn't in the points chase in Supercross. You know, when I got knocked out, I wasn't too far out, but it was very frustrating, and I was a bit depressed for a while just because it was like, come on, like, we're just making progress and getting better on the bike, and, you know.
You ever talk to Craig?
He texted me. Yeah, he did text me, but I haven't talked to him in person yet. But either way, it was really frustrating, and it took me a good 4 weeks to recover. Like I said, I haven't really talked about my injuries too much, but they were significant enough that I literally couldn't train or do anything for 4 weeks. So
I heard they were, like, pretty good.
Yeah, and I got kind of fat, too. So
I can relate.
That didn't help either. So when I got back to training, it was like, we went and had a body fat test done, and I was like, Tyler's like, hey, we need to start eating less, Mark? But, no, so it was tough. But, I mean, the last 2 weeks, I was like, man, I was feeling pretty good on the bike.
Yep.
And, you know, I know the predictions were kind of all over the map. Appreciate you having my back. But I was just like, man, I'm not far off of where we were last year.
Right.
And I know I'm on a different bike, but it's kind of not a different situation.
Yep.
Last year in Supercross, I really sucked. At least I got on the podium this year.
Yeah.
So,
What is – don't be a jerk off with this answer. What does the KTM do better than the Yamaha? And worse?
So I think the KTM has a really smooth power band.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that, like, the Yamaha really has a good hit off the bottom. And the KTM is more of a smooth power band, so it's maybe a little bit easier to ride. But the Yamaha that's a fast bike, no doubt. And you can almost ride it a bit like a 450 because it has such a hit and a power band. But I'm really a fan of the steel frame, and just like kind of it provides a little bit more plushness. It's not quite as rigid over some of the bumps, and then we're running the spring fork too, so you have a little bit more feel there, and you don't have as much of changing in height during the motos with it heating up.
Right.
So it's kind of nice to not have to worry about that.
Sure.
But yeah, between the steel frame and the spring fork, like handling-wise, the bike's pretty good.
All right, I'll let you go to this press conference. Second overall, nice job. Before we let you go, will Jeremy and Phil ever make up, do you think? Or do you think this is forever a friendship that is no good?
No, they'll make up.
Okay.
Phil's just stubborn, and so is Jeremy, too.
I heard they're on the rocks. Thanks, Phil. All right. Thanks, Amart.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.